At the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, most events are officially sold out. Unofficially, it's fairly easy to get tickets. Ticket scalpers are swarming the sidewalks of Salt Lake and the parking lots of Olympic venues. And because of lower-than-expected travel to the Olympics, they have plenty to sell. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
There are many, many things that are illegal in Utah. Ticket scalping is not among them. Once you own a ticket, you can resell it here for any price you choose. And in Salt Lake City, the market is hot. Scalpers stand on street corners. They hang out at venues. They work the sidewalks with their trademark calls.
We need snowboarding!
What about tickets?
But with so many sellers holding fistfuls of tickets, buyers like Travis Jensen can hold out for good deals.
Which ones are these?
The 95? Same one. Give me $40.
But they're not by each other.
Yeah, but you're getting them for a third of the price.
I know, but you ain't got two by each other for 50. You make more money. You make more. he'll be back. See, he'll be back. He's got to wait it out sometimes.
Tonight's hockey game between Latvia and Austria isn't exactly the most popular ticket, and Jensen has gotten them down from $95 face value to $20 each. The scalpers are not having a good night, or a good Olympics so far.
It's bad.
Why is it bad?
Operating at a loss?
I don't know, because people are scared to fly. I don't know, the Europeans couldn't make it in. They're the ones with all the money.
Freddie and Paul are from New Jersey and are wearing what seems to be the official scalper uniform of these Olympics. Leather jackets, low black wool caps, and darting eyes. Paul's been scalping on the East Coast for 19 years. He says big events like the Super Bowl and the Final Four are easy to work. But with the Olympics, who can predict if downhill is going to be more popular than, say, slalom?
It's all speculation. It's a roll of the dice. You think that, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of buyers showing up that might spend, if you buy, just say, 10 tickets for 20 apiece, you think you might be able to get 50 apiece for them. On speculation, but you're not guaranteed anything.
Is this like the stock market?
It's almost identical to the stock market. It could drop at any given time. It could get big at any given time.
Paul goes off to talk to a potential buyer on his cell phone. Technically, if a scalper is selling tickets as a business, he needs a business license. But that isn't being enforced much in Salt Lake. The city's even set up an official ticket exchange in, appropriately enough, an old stockbroker's office on Main Street.
Anybody need any tickets? We've got last deals of the day, working great deals. We've got all inventory for all events. Come and see us.
The room is packed with traders. But unlike a stock exchange, the ticket sellers whisper their prices, and no one really knows what other people are paying. Many scalpers bought blocks of face value tickets when they went on sale. Others chip and grind, as they call it, buying extra tickets from spectators and corporate sponsors and making a few bucks reselling them. Randy Cohen of Ticket City says there are a couple big money makers.
Some of the hotter events are skating on the 21st. That has been the most popular event. Seats are going for as much as $2,500 for that ticket. There's also the aerials in Deer Valley. Those are extremely popular. Seats are going for $450 a ticket.
Of course, he's willing to negotiate on those prices. Cohen says the ticket exchange office here beats standing on a freezing street corner, and it's a little more regulated with deposits and background checks.
So it keeps it to be a very competitive market, being in a ticket exchange like this. So Ticket City still has the best events, the best prices, and it's not sold out till we say it's sold out. So call us at 1-800.
Cohen launches into a sales pitch for the whole room to hear, and a crowd forms around him. In some ways, scalping is actually good for the Olympic movement. Not only does it help fill empty seats, but people like Cohen are some of the biggest sports boosters at the Games. As they're selling, they talk up the thrill of biathlon, the excitement of hockey, the fierce competition of whatever sport they have extra tickets to. But scalping has tarnished at least one venerable Olympic tradition.
Thank you for coming to Olympic Square. If you have tickets to the medals plaza ceremony, please enter here.
Tickets for the nightly medal ceremony were supposed to be free. They were given away to Utahns as a thank you for supporting the Games. But when big-name bands like Dave Matthews and NSYNC were booked to play at the ceremonies, the tickets became hot. Now the free tickets are going for as high as $150 on the street. As the band Lifehouse plays inside the Medals Plaza, about 100 Salt Lake residents gather outside the fence for a peek in. Paul Smith and Jack Davis refuse to deal with the scalpers.
I'd like to see them, but I wouldn't pay, you know, $50-$60 just to get in there to see it. So
stand out here and watch.
Even during the Olympics, a few thrills are still free. Robert Smith, NPR News, Salt Lake City.